Children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm Wade Bates with your Daily Dodge Sports Center. The Brewers and Mets open up a three-game series tonight at American Family Field. Jacob Mizorowski gets his first post-All-Star break start for the Brewers. Freddy Peralta gets the nod for the Mets. 6:05 the broadcast time on 95.3. The Packers continue to lock down their defensive line. Multiple reports say the team has signed defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt to a three-year, $57 million contract extension. That includes a $20 million signing bonus. 2022 first-round pick had 27 tackles and 4 sacks in 10 games last year before breaking his leg. Beaver Dam Post 146, White Construction's 16U American Legion baseball team is heading to state. Post 146 will open up the state tournament Friday morning against Eau Claire at Beloit. Watertown 17U also going to the state tournament. Legion baseball tomorrow night on Daily Dodge TV. Beaver Dam's 19U plays host to Mayville at 6. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Keep up to date with all the latest going on in high school athletics across the region by heading to the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com. Local scores, interviews, and more.
Ready to make a splash and make a difference? Join Kalahari Resorts for Family and Friends Night September 25th and 26th, where your getaway helps support the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon. Enjoy America's largest indoor water park, arcade fun, and unforgettable family time, all close to home. Rooms start at just $179 and include 2 queen beds, water park passes for up to 4, and no additional resort fee.
Hurry, rooms are limited. Offer expires August 25th.
Book now and turn your next weekend into a family adventure that gives back.
This is Ben Brust of Kyle and Brust, and you're listening to Kyle and Brust on 1430 ESPN, WBEV-AM Beaver Dam, a Good Karma Brand station.
Teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I don't think the out-of-towners are going to be too excited and ready for this. That's all I know.
And of course, we can count on Ashley to keep them in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Titletown, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hello and happy Monday, South Central Wisconsin. Another week coming on, and we have Brewers baseball back and coming back in style as they whipped out the brooms yesterday in a boring walk-off fashion, Charlie Dern, as you are sitting in, sliding in for Ashley Dobrzynski today. We'll get into the boringness that was the walk-off home run that saw the Milwaukee Brewers come out into a sweep of their second half. Busy show today. We have Gabe Neitzel joining us in just a moment here. Talk a little bit about the Milwaukee Brewers. A little bit of some tough news that came out yesterday about one of those starters that they were going to be looking to lean on in the postseason. David Brandenburg will join us in the second block. Talk a little Rolling Meadows golf course. And then we have Alex Bailey and Jeff Eberle joining us in the second half of the show to talk a little American Legion, Beaver Dam Post 146 baseball action as regionals take place this weekend for varsity and JV. Coming off a regional win, they will be going to that next level. Charlie, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well. I can still disavow that the intro, so I'm going to disavow the intro. That your words carry weight.
That was now my job to be the negative Nancy in that, and you disavowed before. It's not my people that have to come in there and stand up there for me.
Well, we're getting close to the time that I can start pushing some Wisconsin propaganda again.
We're getting there.
I'm excited for that time.
We're getting close. We're inside
gonna,
a month out.
Badgers are going to be good.
Dude, you want a good 8 wins for you?
That's what they need to hit this year, and I think they will hit.
Okay. Well, I might have to put a feather in our cap here. You're going to be with me this week. We're going to have to talk about that. But first, we have to welcome onto the show the great Gabe Neitzel. Talk a little Brewers right now. You can hear Gabe weekdays on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy from 7 a.m. until 9 on ESPN Milwaukee and the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. Gabe, it's good to have baseball back and talking about it. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. You know, the sun is shining. Miz is on the mound this afternoon. I mean, what else could you ask for here in Brewerland?
Well, that's a good place to start because we do have the Miz, who you are going to be able to lean on and hope that you get to lean on through October. Unfortunately, yesterday we did find out that Brandon Woodruff will not be with him, or at least in a pitching capacity with the Brewers when they get to October this year. How big of a blow to you is this, and how does this change the Brewers' philosophy over this next few weeks?
As far as a blow to the Brewers, I mean, obviously they really wanted Woody to be able to pitch, you know, for them this postseason, and that was everything that they were trying to gear up towards. But I guess for me personally, with as many injuries and everything that he's really dealt with over the last, what, 3 or 4 years at this point? Mm-hmm. Everything, if he was there, great. If not, I guess I wasn't necessarily counting on it. But, you know, for the Brewers, I don't know how much it changes because, I mean, as he's been dealing with these injuries, it's been, okay, you trust Miz, you trust Harrison, and what else are you going to do? All right, what else are you going to do for starting rotation? So, you know, they make the trade with the Astros to try to get a little postseason experience into that rotation potentially if he ends up, you know, pitching in the road. We don't really know what his role is going to be right now, if it's going to be a bullpen arm. But that's why I don't think the Brewers are done. I think they're going to continue to look for veterans to add because no matter what combination of players you're throwing out there right now, you know, let's say it's Robert Gasser who, you know, threw the ball pretty well. Maybe it's Shane Drouin, who's just coming on, you know, the lefty with a career high in strikeouts over the weekend. None of these guys have made a postseason start. Miz is the only one with postseason experience because he came out of the bullpen last year in those Cubs and Dodgers series. So I think they need to continue to add to this rotation and really to the back end of the bullpen. I mean, Jared Koenig, I think him not being able to regain form is a huge thing for the Brewers because they have really liked to be able to mix and match and use some guys out of the bullpen, and him not looking like they were expecting and putting him back on IL and trying to figure out what's exactly ailing him, I think that's pretty significant as well. So I think they're going to be continuing to look for adding, you know, whether it's starter, whether it's bullpen, probably both.
Hey, Gabe, it's good to talk to you again.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Well, so I'm wondering where you landed on the whole Woodruff announcement thing. Because they really made it sound like Murphy gets up there and he's like, I'll let Brandon make that, or I'll let him announce it on his own. It's not looking great. And then Woody gets up there and he's like, why is everyone acting like it's a funeral? I'm just getting surgery. I thought they made it sound like he was going to lose an arm.
Well, I mean, but for a guy like this to go through surgery, and as much as Woody wants to pitch again, I don't know if he ever will. Okay, I really, really don't. Because, I mean, last time he had the surgery, it's over a year. He's not going to pitch for the rest of this year. He's not going to pitch next year. So we're talking about 2028. And who is going to want to take the risk? I mean, it's going to be a major league minimum, and then it's kind of wait and see if he can actually make it through a season because he hasn't been able to. I mean, he's going to be 35. He hasn't pitched a full season in how long at this point? I just don't know who's going to take the risk on a 35-year-old who's had that many shoulder surgeries. Maybe he gets a look in training camp in 2028, but I don't imagine him being a significant contributor to anyone in the big leagues. And, you know, he's trying to keep the right perspective. Him and his wife just had another baby, and he had his bobblehead over the weekend, so they, you know, they wanted to kind of let him announce this on his timetable. And good on him for wanting to go through all that rehab, because, you know, coming back from the capsule surgery, once again, as I mentioned, it is a long, grueling process. This is more than even Tommy John, right? Like, Tommy John's usually 12 months. This is 12-plus months. So good on him for wanting to go through that, but I just can't imagine that he is going to be a significant contributor for anyone in his career at this point.
At this point, when you look back, if this is it, and he finished pitching, he's a guy that stretched through this period of time that has been some of the best Brewers baseball time and time again that we've ever seen. How are you going to remember Brandon Woodruff, the Brewer?
Yeah, I mean, Brandon Woodruff, the Brewer, is, you know, like you said, a significant contributor to the success of in what is the golden era of Brewers baseball, where, you know, he was a tremendous arm, made an all-star team, you know, he 200-plus strikeouts one time, and, of course, the bobblehead, which kind of, you know, memorializes, I guess, the biggest moment of his career, and it came as a hitter, hitting a home run off of Clayton Kershaw, prime Clayton Kershaw, might I add, in the 2018 NLCS. So, yeah, I mean, it's a point where, yeah, he's going to be looked at as one of those founding, you know, foundational pieces that helped get the Brewers to where they are today. And even he has been such a great teammate. But think about this. His contract, or he was up the last time he had the surgery. The Brewers decided that he was such a valuable piece that they wanted around in their organization. They gave him money knowing that he wasn't going to pitch for them for an entire season. Hey, come rehab with us, just be around the team, and then, you know, when you're ready to pitch, you're ready to pitch. So that just kind of tells you again how this franchise feels about Brandon Woodruff.
Gabe, when it comes to Andrew Vaughn, the Andrew Vaughn, Jake Bowers dynamic has been interesting to me because I've always felt like there's room for both of them in the lineup, but they're not necessarily getting that equal playing time. And of course, like, Bowers has been great, but I also think Andrew Vaughn can be really good, especially if he gets consistent time on the field. With the two contracts both ending in the next, I think Bowers is done after this year where he'll need a new contract, and then I believe Vaughn is the year after. What do you think the Brewers are kind of looking at with those two?
I mean, I think they kind of look at Andrew Vaughn as, yeah, he can hit righties, but he mashes lefties. So they got to make sure he's in the lineup, which is why he starts at first base every time there's a lefty. And what's been interesting to me now, Charlie, with this lineup, we haven't seen Luis Lara start the last couple of days. And if you look at the lineup again, it's Jake Bowers playing the outfield and Andrew Vaughn playing first base. So with no Sal Frelick, they're not necessarily going, oh, we're just going to give Luis Lara those at-bats. They're looking at it as an opportunity to get Andrew Vaughn some of those at-bats. And as far as the future of this position, I don't know if you guys have been trying to connect the dots. So Stephen Nesbitt is a writer for The Athletic. Mm-hmm. And earlier today, he tweeted out something along the lines of, the Milwaukee Brewers are doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that means they're just winning a bunch of games, if they're, you know, making a trade, if they're locking up another one of their young pieces. But not that, maybe an hour or two ago, Andrew Fisher kind of put out like a sunglasses emoji and a smiley face emoji. So people are trying to connect the dots saying, well, maybe Andrew Fisher's the next guy they've locked up. And when I look at first base and I look where Andrew Fisher's playing right now, so Fisher's playing third base. Yet you just signed Cooper Pratt to a long-term extension, called him up. Jesus Mane also plays shortstop. But he's the number one prospect in all of baseball, on a pretty good track, mashing the ball. Okay, where's he going to play? My guess is third base is that where he's ultimately going to slot in as he continues to grow and mature into his body. And I think he's going to, you know, bulk up a little bit and have a little bit more power. Okay, so what does that leave Andrew Fisher? I think Andrew Fisher flips over to the other side of the diamond and plays first base. So as much as Jake Bowers is bashing the ball this year, and he's a great story for being a guy that bounced around for so long and now at age 30 is putting together his career best season, as fun of a story as Andrew Vaughn has been coming over from the White Sox, I don't know if either one of them factor into the long-term future of the Brewers. I think certainly the immediate future, maybe even next year. But I think Andrew Fisher is going to be a guy that they want over at first base. And the way he's just ripping the cover off the ball at every level of the minor leagues, I'm guessing he's the future of the position for the Brewers.
And then where does Bryce Turang fit into this picture? Obviously, we'd all love for him to be a Brewer for life, but I don't know if the team's necessarily going to be opening up the checkbook for him.
I think the future of Bryce Turang hinges a lot on whatever happens in the CBA. If there ends up being a salary cap and there ends up being, of course, with the cap, there has to be a floor. And the proposed floors from both sides, by the way, have been, well, I guess the the players haven't really proposed a floor. But they want minimum spend. It's complicated. But the players obviously want more spending. But if there is a cap, there's a floor. And the floor would be higher than what the Brewers are spending right now. So Woody's contract coming off the books next year at $22 million. And then you got to get to that floor somehow. And we know the Brewers like to spend money on their own guys. Now, it would also depend upon Bryce Terang wanting to sign that long-term contract. If he thought he could get more elsewhere, maybe he doesn't sign that contract. But if the Brewers are forced to spend more money because of a CBA that comes away with a salary cap and a salary floor, I could see Bryce Terang signing a longer-term contract to stay in Milwaukee. But and I don't think that's going to happen until we figure out what 2028 and the financials are going to look like for Major League Baseball.
Well, that makes sense. And well, taking a step back and looking at this roster right now, too, it's a beautiful problem, but we've mentioned it. There are 9 spots in this lineup, and there's more than 9 guys that you feel confident throwing out there right now. What do you make of how you actually like make the lineups this time of year where you are trying to get everybody their reps so that they're playing well? You have 3 young guys, or at least 2 up right now, and whenever Made gets here, you have to also make sure they're playing and developing. How do you go about that when you do have a roster as deep as the Brewers have right now?
Yeah, with Made, I think that's going to happen next year. I think he'll come up just to kind of the same route that Jackson Churia went, and he'll be on the roster opening day. So that, I don't think that's a problem they face until next year. But
sure.
I've been surprised, I guess, with the way they've handled the Luis Lara situation. I thought he would be starting more, because when you're that young, this is a crazy concept, so go along with the ride for me. But the best way to get better at baseball is to play baseball.
Yes.
So that's why I've been surprised he hasn't been in the lineup more, because they want to have their guys in there, but they also are trying to develop these guys because they know why these guys are going to be long term contributors. And Luis Lara just looks the part. He just looks confident in himself and what's going on. And it's interesting because the Brewers are they're the only team right now in baseball that have 3 guys under the age of that are 22 or younger on the roster, with Churio and. Obviously, Torrio's in his 3rd year, so he's a wily vet compared to these guys, but Cooper Pratt and Luis Lara being 21 years old. So I've been surprised at the way they've handled that, and I'm curious to see if that's the way they continue to do it, because if Lara's going to be this long-term guy that they want to be a contributor, then he needs to start to get more at-bats. And if he's not going to get more at-bats at the major league level, I wonder if they send him down to the minors and kind of ride it out. I guess it depends upon how long Sal's going to be out for. And I was fully expecting Lara to be in the lineup tonight. He is not. So maybe he'll be in the lineup tomorrow. Maybe he'll be there Wednesday. But I think they need to get him more at-bats. Otherwise, what's he doing on the major league roster? Because he still has some developing he needs to do.
That just reminded me, Gabe, I never was able to give you the credit that you deserve. On this show a while ago, I was begging, like, can't we just bring these guys up already? I'm sick of watching some of these at-bats from Renifo and Ortiz. And credit to Joey, too. He's hitting a lot better. But you said...
Yeah, maybe Joey's just a third baseman, Charlie. I don't know. Like,
could be.
When he was a third baseman with Willy Adames next to him his rookie year, he was an okay hitter, right? Like, he wasn't that bad. Now he's back over at third base. He's hitting the ball again. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me, but that's what I'm seeing. Maybe he's just a third baseman. Maybe he's just comfortable hitting over there. I don't know.
Yeah, he really might be. But your thing was always, what you don't want to do is bring these guys up too early. They aren't ready for it, and they get a little shell-shocked. And that's not exactly like Cooper Pratt's, weathered the storm. He's been fine, but he hasn't been great. He hasn't been terrible either. But at first, he was really struggling at the plate, and it didn't look completely ready. And they gave him some time off, and that's exactly what you were talking about, Gabe.
Yeah, I mean, Major League pitching is just a different, it's just a different beast. When you're AAA, you might face one guy like that, maybe 2 in the course of a week. But when you're at the major league level, it's like when you're going from college football to the NFL. Yeah, there's some pretty good players in college, but in the NFL, they're all pros. When you make it to the majors, like, there's a reason you're in the major leagues and you're pitching. You've got velocity. You've got nasty stuff. You can get hitters out. You have proven that you can get hitters out. And if you have any weakness in your swing, even some of the worst bullpen arms out there are going to give you fits. So that's, you know, and that's, you can only experience it by experiencing it. You know, just to sound like Yogi Berra there, right? But you have to go through that. You have to, you know, go through the process of seeing these guys every day to make yourself better. And yeah, I think Cooper Pratt is, and the other thing, man, he's 21 years old. He's still growing, and not like, you know, taller, but he's going to physically mature into that body. I think he's going to become stronger. I think the power is eventually going to come. He's too big of a guy and has too good of a frame for that power not to eventually follow, because I know we're sitting there waiting for that first home run. But I think ultimately he's going to be fine, and I think the same thing with Luis Lara. I don't know about you guys, but when I watch Lara, like, he just looks confident, like just so confident in what he's doing when he steps up to that plate.
And you can't teach speed either. And every time I feel like you get a chance to watch, you can't teach that.
When he's from first base, holy my, yeah, that's, and maybe that's, you know, that's the role that Luis Lara plays. He plays the old Red Sox Dave Roberts role. And once he gets to the postseason, okay, maybe you can't really trust him because he's still young with some of those clutch postseason at bats. But if you got to run for someone, if you need to run for Andrew Vaughn, or you need to run for anyone, that's the guy you're putting in there, because that guy can pick him up and put him down.
Gabe, we appreciate the time as always. Hopefully get back and watch some Miz action tonight and come back, and we can talk in a week about the Brewers maintaining this hot start to the second half.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the, going into the second half, in terms of strength of schedule, they had the toughest strength of schedule. But it's kind of a favorable start to the second half. You've got the Marlins, who have cooled off since they were really hot going into the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. And now you've got the two worst teams in the National League. You got the Mets, and then you got the Rockies. You got to make hay against these teams to kind of build that lead up, so you're really comfortable when you're taking on some of those tougher teams later in the second half.
Well, my Pittsburgh Pirates send you a thank you for what you did to the Marlins. So we thank you, Gabe, as always. And hopefully you guys can keep it up and keep knocking off some wild card contenders for us.
Yeah, hey, whatever the Brewers can do, they're happy to help your Buccos there, Wally.
You're the man, Gabe. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, sounds good, buddy.
All right, there he goes, the great Gabe Neitzel. Of course, you can hear him on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy weekdays from 7 a.m. until 9 on ESPN Milwaukee and the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page, as I turn our thumbnail on the stream, Charlie Dern.
It happens. You're probably a little flustered having me back down here.
That's what
scared,
it was.
Scared, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, all of a sudden I look and I'm like, the lights are bright again.
Mm-hmm.
The lights are bright.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out how bright they are. We got David Brandenburg right on the other side of the break. Talk a little Rolling Meadows golf course. And we'll talk a little more Brewers here before we jump into some Legion baseball in the second half of the show. All that coming up next here on the Damn Sports Show. Attention sports fans. Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
Less than 4 in 10 kids aged 6 through 12 are playing sports regularly. 4 in 10 kids, let it sink in. Just 4 in 10 kids. ESPN is building a nationwide coalition powered by Disney called Take Back Sports, with the purpose of training more coaches, expanding access, and creating community-driven sports programming that puts kids and fun first. We're working on that story. We hope you'll join us.
Visit TakeBackSports.org to learn more.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Your smile says a lot about who you are. Hi, I'm Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can warm a room, brighten someone's day, and make you feel unstoppable. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to unlocking the confidence that comes from an unforgettable grin. Family dental, orthodontics, implants, and more. We offer everything dental under one roof. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Are you tired of battling a damp, musty basement? Air Care and Beaver Dam has a solution for you. The April Air Dehumidifier will significantly improve the air quality in your basement by removing up to 100 pints of moisture per day. That's 12 and a half gallons. The April Air Dehumidifier is quiet, energy efficient, and backed by an impressive 5-year replacement warranty. If you want a crisp, dry lower level for more living space or storage, call Air Care at 920-356-8860. Big enough to serve you and small enough to care. It's great to see you again, Randy. You're my best friend, and I have more flooring troubles for you to solve. I purchased a second lakefront property with my massive wealth, and it could use your professional touch, but I'm almost embarrassed for you to see them.
Relax, Wally. This is a judgment-free zone. We're here for you if you need new floors, but I'm not going to hug you.
These floors make me uncomfortable, Randy. I feel like they're judging me.
Well, let's turn that judgment into jealousy. At Professional Floor Covering in Beaver Dam, we've got carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP, ceramic, you just name it. We'll measure, help you design, keep it all within budget, whether you're a big shot like Wally or the average Joe.
And I think I'll have you look at my kitchen and bathroom while you're there, too.
That sounds great, Wally. To give your floor a fresh start to the season, just visit proflr.com or our showroom in Beaver Dam. Let the team at Professional Floor Covering turn your frustrations into fascination today.
After a serious crash with a semi-truck, everything can change instantly. Your future, your family's future, your quality of life. That's why knowledge and results matter in big truck cases. And not all law firms have the know-how or the resources to handle these complicated cases. At Grunberg Law Offices, we have the experience it takes to make sure you're protected. And there is never a fee until we win your case. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
For continued coverage of your local high school and pro sports teams, spend the weekday 4 o'clock hours with the Dam Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
And welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. It's time to go to the phones and welcome on to the show David Brandenburg over there at Rolling Meadows Golf Course. He is the golf course manager there. And David, it was a busy weekend in golf this last weekend. Did you guys have any lie issues over there like the PGA and Bryson DeChambeau where you were out there causing somebody a couple strokes?
No, we didn't have any rules issues. Our people are playing Bryson either intentionally or unintentionally. Made a mistake.
Now, I was going to say, if I'm stepping on the line, I'm looking to you. I'm expecting you to give me a little, like Wally, you're good. Don't worry about it. We're not going to affect your score today.
Wally would let you do that, but you're playing the British Open. You gotta play by the book.
All right, I suppose so. When I get into the British Open, I'll make sure I do that for you.
Yeah, okay.
When it comes to these events, I know a lot of these courses, especially the European courses, they want you to go a little closer to even par. They don't want you going as low as they were this weekend. I'd got to imagine, like, that's got to be a hit to the ego for some of these guys at the course.
Oh, it is. I mean, they want to have the most challenging course possible. They want to see high scores. But these guys are great. I mean, they can dial the yardage in left and right. I mean, they just place the ball where they want, and they know what they're doing. It's incredible how good they are.
So how does that differ when you look into like courses over there like Rolling Meadows? I imagine you're still like, we want this to be difficult, but it's a little different. You don't expect Bryson DeChambeau to come around and be stomping on the grass. It's a little different. So how do you guys determine what is too difficult? How do you make it more easy for someone like me? How do you kind of, bridge that gap?
We do it with yardage. I mean, we have 7 sets of tees, so you pick the length you want. That way, if you're a beginner golfer or a high handicapper, you're not going to get beat up. You're going to come out and have as much fun as somebody playing the championship tee, be just as challenged. You're just going to avoid some of the hazards and not have that great distance that they're going to have in a U.S. Open or from our black tees even at over 7,000 yards. It's a lot.
I can imagine it's a lot. But there's people around here that still haven't got out there. Can you tell us where in Fond du Lac you're located and how people can get a tee time?
Sure, Wally. We're just on the southwest side of Fond du Lac from Beaver Dam. You just go right up Highway 151, get on the military road exit. We're right there right before town. Either to get a tee time online at our website, rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com, or just call the tee time line at 924-2424.
With the 27 holes, are they separated by nines, and is like one of them harder than the other, or are they all kind of like you said with the yardages and that kind of thing?
They're pretty similar. I think our holes 10 through 27 from the back tees are the most challenging, but from playing a reasonable tee, all three nines are pretty much the same. They all have different challenges, different bodies of water, different bunkers and sand traps and stuff. But like I said, that's probably the hardest 18 for the best golfers playing from the back tees, just because it challenges them. But for the average golfer, all three are pretty much the same and a lot of fun to play and nice rolling piece of property, beautiful views, and good place to be.
Yeah, well, I believe it too. And last thing before I let you go, I always ask you, because I'm a big fella, I love my food. Well, what are some of the things that people can expect to hunker down after a round and get some food and watch some TV?
Oh, you can't go wrong with just a cold beer and a nice burger, nice cheeseburger with some onions on it. I mean, it's just perfect.
Run the football. Easy enough, David. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, but we're off next Monday, so it's going to be a week off. But when I come back, we're going to have to figure out when you can get me one of these cheeseburgers, all right?
Sounds awesome.
Hey, thanks, David. You have a great week, and we'll be talking with you soon.
Sounds good, Wally. Thank you.
All right, there he goes, David Brandenburg over there, the Rolling Meadows Golf Course Manager. And, yeah, Charlie, I was kind of wondering about that. If I'm stomping over there at Rolling Meadows, I need to have David on my side to help me out with the score.
Did you see that Bryson DeChambeau was called the president about?
Are you serious? Yeah. Is that like the new wave? Yeah. We got to just change this however we can. We're going to the highest level.
Yeah, he almost got the president involved on that. I still haven't decided what my move would have been if I were Bryson DeChambeau, like if it was like that big of a deal for what happened, if I would have done the, like, I'm taking my ball and going home.
That's what he threatened to do.
I like, part of me is like, that rules. Cause like, that's so lame. Like, that's so lame that it's almost like respect.
Yeah. It's like funny.
Yeah. Right. Like, that's ridiculous. And of course he didn't end up where it really mattered all that much. If he would have been like a shot or two back of the lead at the very end, like that
I was rooting for it selfishly. Yeah. I want him to lose by a stroke.
Yeah. Yeah. And so ultimately, like, of course the move was to play. But part of me wanted him really badly to not play. That would have been really funny.
God, I don't blame you. That'd be a story we would have talked about for years.
Well, and then all these, like, I know that it's golf, and like they are the way they are, golfers, like the pro golfers on the tour, but it's so funny watching them get all upset about it. They're like, yeah, like he knew what he was doing and all that. And it's like, well, I mean, he might have, sure, but did he really think he'd get away with that kind of thing? Like, probably not.
No, and that's the other part, is everybody's like trying to go to the bat for him.
Like, Rory was like crying in the press conference.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, this guy, you just can't believe it. Yeah. Like, this is a respectable game. Like, give me a break here. Come on.
Get over it, guys. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon cards, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. Be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get opened. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo and take your collection to the next level with the Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. When we come back, Alex Bailey and Jeff Eberle in the building. It's time to talk a little Beaver Dam Post 146 and all they have coming up for their JV and varsity sides. That's next here on the Dam Sports Show.
This is Chris Morgan, head girls basketball coach at Laconia High School. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
Strong to severe thunderstorms are possible across southern Wisconsin this afternoon and evening. Forecasters say damaging winds are the greatest threat between 2 p.m. and 11 p.m., though large hail and tornadoes are possible. Racine police say a 24-year-old man died Saturday morning during a reported mental health crisis. A Menominee Falls man faces multiple felony charges after police say a road rage incident escalated into gunfire last month. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal crash in the town of Fort Winnebago. Horicon Marsh has set a new record for nesting blackneck stilts. With your ESPN News, I'm Allison Beggs.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Big brats and big bucks.
Hit all the stops for the 2026 Brat Fry and Summer Sweepstakes season, presented by Hometown Glass and Improvement and Newman Pools. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. Buy a delicious Pernitz Premium Brat with a soda or water, and proceeds will help with the John Moser Children's Radiothon, all for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at DailyDodge.com.
Slumberland Furniture is where the next Brat Fry will be Friday, July 24th, 11 to 1 at 1645 North Spring Street in Beaver Dam.
Breathe easier with JB Mechanical's Air Quality Solutions. Say goodbye to dust mites, pet dander, and pollutants in your home. JB Mechanical's team of experts will assess your home's needs and recommend the best solutions to ensure the air you breathe is healthy and safe. A properly designed, installed, and maintained HVAC system can improve your air quality. Poorly done? It can spread dust, allergens, and bacteria. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call online at jbmechllc.com. Your proud trained dealer.
Thinking about upgrading your appliances? Now's a great time. It's Josh Schneider from Silica for your home. During LG Days at Silica, get up to $500 in rebates on qualifying LG appliance purchases, including up to $150 back on select LG laundry packages and up to $150 back on select kitchen packages. Plus, enjoy free delivery and installation on hundreds of LG appliances. The LG Days savings event is happening now through August 26th at Silica for your home, Fond du Lac, Beaver Dam, Watertown, or shopsilica.com.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our physical and occupational therapy team is here to help you move with confidence again. Whether you're recovering from an injury, a fall, or regaining strength after surgery, our rehab therapists are by your side. Early morning and evening appointments are available at our clinics in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health.
I've been a member for a long time. I prefer the credit union over a bank, and the interest rate on my credit card is so much better.
Market-leading rates and supportive staff help you maximize your money at every stage.
Every employee I've interacted with has been excellent and has made me feel like a valued member. The rates are competitive, but the employees serving the members are exceptional.
Get where you're going faster with great rates and exceptional service. Visit mpeople.com to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
The Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Your favorite local sports teams, your favorite local sports hosts. On 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
And welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. We have Alex Bailey and we have Jeff Eberly. Formerly known as Eberly, apparently, but that is apparently gone now. Welcome to the show, first of all, guys. How are we doing today?
Thank you. Great, Wally.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us. Thanks
you
for
having got us. It. Well, we were just talking a minute ago. We got new hats in the building today, representing for Beaver Dam Post 146. Mine is going to fit possibly even better if the Baker boys get a win, but don't worry about it. It's going to be Wade Bates when we get him his hat that's going to be fitting like a glove here in about a month's time.
Fair enough.
Easy enough?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Alex, I want to start down here with you because you are actually the head coach, the manager of the JV Beaver Dam Legion team here, and we have some very exciting news as you guys won regionals this last week.
Right, yeah. Jeff's been fortunate enough to host regionals for us the last three, 4 years now. We've kind of come up short every year. This year, the team is a little bit different, and we put a good performance out there and won 4-0 and looking to move on to the Beloit now on Friday.
One of the exciting parts about this, too, I was talking with Jeff earlier today, in a lot of places around the state, the Legion, it's 16U and it's 19U for varsity. They don't really do that here in Beaver Dam. It is truly almost a freshman team for JV. What is that like to really have just like really youthful players that are really learning the game still as you're getting to coach them?
Well, at the end of the day, all these kids get pulled in so many directions. It's, you know, who's ever available, who wants to play. You know, each week we try to get 2 to 4 games in, and you might have a different team all 4 games. But, I mean, we'll take it. And the youthfulness is good because it helps out the varsity program. Some of those young kids even get to go up on varsity every now and again and just see varsity pitching. And it's a big difference, you know, at that age, 15, 16 years old, seeing a 18-year-old pitching on the mound. It's different. And then you can, some of those younger kids that are older, you get to bring down and use on your team. We were fortunate enough to have that this week. We got a couple older kids that are younger by birth date. So, you know, it doesn't really matter if you play varsity or JV. It's all on birth date with Legion. So we're fortunate in that matter, too.
Real quick.
Yeah, please go.
When I was playing baseball around that age group, those were my favorite games because I was always the kid that would get to play down, and that's when I was actually good at baseball. The other times I was fine, but when I got to play down a year or so, that's when I could really play, and those were the most fun games I ever played.
Right, and that's good. I mean, it's good for the younger kids to be able to see those 3, 4, 5 older kids, you know, be the leader, see how they're acting. They have that varsity experience, and they get to bring that down a little bit to the JV level too, and it gets them ready for varsity with years to come.
What has it been like this year from a team, if people haven't watched the JV yet, where are they built? Where are they strong? What are you excited to see at the state tournament?
The pitching's dominant. It's the deepest we've been pitching-wise. I'd say we can go 6-7 deep, and I'd put our 3-4-5 up against anybody else's 3-4-5. The top two guys are very good too, but everybody's kind of got one or two guys that they can lean on. But the difference is 3, 4, and 5 for us. And top to bottom hitting, I mean, there's not really a weak spot in the lineup. Everybody's 250 plus in the lineup, and I think 7 of those guys are over 300 on the season.
Oh, wow.
And we're 22 games in, so it's not a small sample size, but it's been good. This team's different than the 3 years that I've been doing it. This team's got a little something special.
Before I look over to your left and start pestering Jeff with similar questions here about varsity as well, I'm curious, Alex, how long have you been involved with the Legion team? Is this pretty new for you? How long have you been involved?
This is the 4th year with the Legion program, 3rd year as the JV head coach.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, yeah, it's something I do. I got 3 of my own kids that are nowhere near this age level.
Not yet.
But, yeah, but it allows me to kind of be part of something that I enjoy, and I just love coaching. I can't do much of the school work. You know, practices are too early, too often to be away from my family, but this gives me something to do in the summer, and my family also enjoys it too. So we're looking forward to Friday for sure.
Jeff, the first thing when I got here and I got to meet you in the first few weeks, it was during this time of year, I had been told by everybody, this guy is Legion Baseball in Beaver Dam. Can you tell us a little bit about the history for you, how long you've been involved with this, and what it's been like to see it blossom to what it's become?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say congratulations and thank you to the JV team. They play well. They listen and play well for Alex, and I'm so happy to have him on our staff. He's a wonderful coach, and the kids and the parents love him, and so do we, frankly. And I want him to stick around for a few years because it's hard. You keep changing stuff, coaches in different situations. That's not right. You want these kids to grow up, and you want the next generation underneath to see that camaraderie that he does with them and teaches them. There's no hollering really involved or any of that kind of stuff, and I'm so happy. And I said congratulations to Alex and that team. They play hard. But myself, I've been involved now. I think Joel Loisel and Terry Kiefer retired already. It's like 17 years ago already, and the time is just flying. But I owe a big thank you to my wife, Sue, for putting up with me with all this. She's right there beside me working and doing all this all the time. And without her letting me do that, I don't know what we would be doing right now. But I enjoy doing it. I have all the coaches that came in for the weekend to play with for Alex against him. And they were saying the same thing. You know, you've been around here doing this quite a while. I said, yeah, but we do it for the kids. We do it for this community and for the kids. If we didn't, you know, I don't know. I really don't know what to say, what would happen. I don't know, but I love doing it, and I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't have a love for this game.
Well, I love to see how many people do come back year in and year out. And first of all, big shout out, Alex, too, to see the success here now in year 4, getting to go to state and Beloit. And I want to shout out Sue as well, because if you go to one of these Legion games, you see Sue there. You see she's working, and she's been doing this as long as you've been doing this.
Yes.
And she's putting in that time. So big shout-out, Sue. We love you back here over at the station for always taking care of us. Well, Charlie, you've been out there before. There's not a better Gatorade runner in the state of Wisconsin than Jeff.
Really?
There's not a better one. It's hot outside. You're like, wow, I'm a little thirsty. He's always about 30 feet away walking at you when that moment comes in. Hey, what flavor you want? I'm good to go. Jeff takes care of us.
You've got
to
get the water bottles going. Or just
yeah, you get it up from the top. Yeah. He's already laying out the extension cord for us each time, taking care of us. But I want to get into some dates and times, too. If people do want to support the JV team, they will be in Beloit this weekend. We'll start with them first. When are these games? What's that schedule look like?
So it turns into a long weekend as long as you keep winning.
Want it to be long.
Double elimination tournament. So yeah, every team's got to lose twice except for the champion. But we start Friday at 10 a.m. The tournament actually starts Thursday, and then it goes all the way until Tuesday. As long as you keep winning, you can find all the schedule right on the Wisconsin Legion website. It breaks it all down by AAA, single A, double A, 16U, 17U. There's all different age groups. You just click on there and it gives you the whole tournament breakdown. So, but yeah, 10 o'clock Friday morning, that's when we go. We got Eau Claire A's.
The Eau Claire A's.
Don't know anything about them. We'll see them on Friday.
Well, and if you aren't able to make it out to Beloit and you're not able to follow along that way, you can also get your scores dailydodge.com. Wade Bates does a great job getting those in there as well. Jeff, it's not the only Legion action we have this weekend. We have a little bit closer to home, too, for varsity. Can you tell us about it?
Yes. For the local people in the area, please come out to Beaver Dam High School Thursday afternoon at 1 p.m. We will be starting the regionals for the 19AA. Here in Beaver Dam, we're excited to host it again, and then that runs right in through until Sunday, if need be, with championship games. But yeah, we've got five teams coming in, and yeah, it should be a very, very exciting regional here.
And I was double checking to make sure I wasn't crazy before I say this. These games will be on Daily Dodge TV.
I understand that, yes.
So if you are going to be able, if you're not able to make it out to the Diamond yourself, you can always tune on there, and of course you're going to have either Mike Trontz and Wade Bates. Somebody's going to be taking care of you, making sure that you enjoy all this as well. But I want to hear, too, from you guys, is there something that makes this time of year different or extra special? Because for a lot of these kids, this is their last summer that they are going to be here in Beaver Dam, or it's the very start of hopefully a lot of summers here in Beaver Dam.
Go ahead, Alex.
I mean, really what makes it special for me is it's different than a high school sport. It's pretty much show up and play. You know, high school sports, you're practicing every single night. You're getting ready for prepping for your next opponent. You know, in the summer, it's just, hey, we got a game on Tuesday. We got a game on Thursday. Be here at this time. We're going to hit beforehand. And you don't know who's going to show up for the other team. You'll play one team one week. The next week, you'll play the same exact team, and it'll be six different kids on that team, just depending on who can make it. You know, their schedule, you know, with basketball, football, hockey, all these sports, they're pulling these kids in different directions. It's good that our group is tight and coherent, and it's pretty much always been the same kids each week. You know, you get a family vacation mixed in there here and there, but that's what makes it different and special, because when you put something together like this, it's special for sure. I mean, there's only 10 teams out of 100 and some that get to participate here in Beloit this weekend, so it's awesome.
Earn that right.
Yeah, there's been an increase. It is the fastest growing junior sport in Wisconsin, is 16U. And we picked up another nine teams this year for the state of Wisconsin. I mean, it's getting so popular, and it's wonderful news for the American Legion baseball program, because where do they go? They go up to the 19U then, and it's awesome. And like Alex just said too, it's a little different. It's more laid back than high school. It's the same high school kids, but they decide to come and play and show some interest in playing summer baseball and getting better. That's the whole idea of our program, get them better for the next year for high school. And these kids have shown a lot of support for us and their parents, and we are so thankful. This community's always been good with baseball doing that, and we want to keep that tradition going. And Alex and that team are going to show people what we can do down there at the state tournament.
I think it's a testament, too, to how well-run this program is, that you have kids that could be graduated and done and enjoy their last summer here in Beaver Dam, but they choose to come back and play. And you even have kids that you have to tell them, no, I'm sorry, we have our own rules here that, yeah, you might be eligible in other places. We want to get the youth involved. We want to keep building the program. I think that's a testament to what you guys have built.
Thank you. And you are correct. There are 19 U kids around the state, and they are allowed to come back if they play their first year of college baseball. They're allowed to come back and play with their local teams. And yeah, there's a bunch of those that do that. We decided to stop doing that 15 years ago, and we want to concentrate on the kids that are in our high school, make them better. Because like you said, the other kids are gone already. We've got other sports that they can play, and we got other organizations like the Rock River teams. They can go play that. And it's not that we don't want them. It's nothing like that. It's just we've decided to go the other way and try to make our high school team stronger. And that this kind of does that. So, I mean, not more than kind of, it does. And like you were saying before, and sometimes I've got several on the varsity team now that are graduated, and you're right, they stuck around and went through all this summer, and the highs and the lows. And in fact, one of our seniors that's leaving is Brad Wendorf. He was in here a few weeks ago with
big
you guys.
Big Brad.
Yeah, big Brad. Brad, right? And we're going to lose him, and boy, we're going to miss him dearly. But he's a good young man, and you're right. These kids could have went and did something else. They didn't need to play ball anymore, but they decided they like to do that. And I give that to them, credit to them, and like I said, and for the community for following us. We didn't have community support. We're not even here talking about this, but the community supports us so well, and we appreciate it very much.
I want to give you guys the final word here. We only have about a minute or two left. Anything that you want to hammer home, whether it's just upcoming schedule, what this group means, whatever you want, but I want to give you guys the floor. Alex, I'll start down here with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Jeff's saying, kind of hammering home with the community here. You know, even the varsity coach, TJ Jelka, you know, head coaching girls basketball now. His daughter's graduated. He's going to keep doing that. He's been sticking around here with Jeff, coaching varsity Legion for the last few years. Did it while his son was involved. Still part of it now. Kind of got his son involved with it, too. Like, you know, you see a lot of coaches these days coach because their kids are involved. I think it's a little bit different here. I like to be involved. My kids aren't involved. You know, my oldest boy is 5 months, so I got a long ways until he's involved. But I hope that I can do it until he's involved too.
You'll be on JV before you know it.
Right. And 16 years will go by real quick. But it's a community thing. You know, grandmas and grandpas are coming out. They're helping us in the dugout. They're trying to keep the kids hydrated. They got a whole platter of fruit in the dugout for us during the whole regionals this whole weekend. Like it's a family thing, and it just shows that what we built here is it's more than just baseball.
Well said.
Yeah, I'll second that. Without the parents helping and coming and doing and helping us up at the fields, it's very difficult. I can't do it all. Alex can't do it all. Nobody can up there. We all have to have help, and the whole community has been helping us out, especially the baseball parents and the grandparents. They're wonderful to us. And we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep this thing going and alive. So just need help once in a while.
Hell yeah. Well, you got big fans over here at the station. Good luck to you at State this weekend. I know, Jeff, you'll probably be around here taking care of the fields as you always seem to do. So thank you both so much. Good luck, and we'll be rooting for you hard back here in Beaver Dam.
Great. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate being on and for having us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to take our final break of the day, and we'll come back. It's Confidential Cabana time here on Monday on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Chance of severe thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 67. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 78. Lows dip down to about 52. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently 81.
ESPN Beaver Dam weather updates are brought to you by JB Mechanical. Before the heat takes your home to extra innings, call JB Mechanical for AC tune-ups, repairs, and installs. So whether it's your scoreboard or your thermostat, the numbers stay right where you want them.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000.
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code CLEAR to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code CLEAR. to borrow up to $10,000. Use code CLEAR to borrow up to $10,000.
Keep your cool when things heat up. If your air conditioner is struggling, Air Care in Beaver Dam has a toolbox full of solutions just for you. Whether your equipment needs a tune-up or repair, service is available all day, every day. And if it's time for something new, Air Care has the staff, experience, and equipment ready to go. Visit aircareinc.com or call 920-356-8860 and stay cool this summer with Air Care.
On top of the world or bouncing back, there's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with recommended screenings and annual visits, or simply connect on your overall well-being. And if you find yourself in need of care quickly, we often offer same-day appointment options. Marshfield Clinic. Enjoy life with confidence. Explore appointment options today at marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare.
Ever feel like your house is trying to tell you something? Those foggy windows, the ones that won't quite open, the ones that make your house look a little tired? Good news, Hometown Glass and Improvement can help with beautiful, energy-efficient Lindsay windows that instantly refresh your home inside and out. Cleaner views, smoother operation, and a brand new look you'll notice every day. Call Hometown Glass and Improvement today for your free estimate. Hometown Glass and Improvement, locally owned, community trusted.
We asked parents to share their journey of adopting teens.
They changed who I am because I can't see life without them in it.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Whether it's the Golden Beavers, the Rockets, or the Warriors, the Dam Sports Show talks about your favorite local teams on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. And it's presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Wally Lukashensky with Charlie Dern today. Big shout out to Aiden Voigt, man in the station up here making us sound good. But Charlie Dern, you might remember this. On Mondays, we like to tell the truth here. Mm-hmm. We like to get into the confidential cabana, share what's on our mind, sports related or not, that has really got you revved up, fired up one way or another. And you've got a couple here today for us.
Well, and I actually just thought of one while we were sitting here.
Wow.
You guys notice, I'm no longer, if you were on the Daily Dodge TV stream, you'd notice I'm not wearing my Legion hat anymore.
That's true.
And that is because I grew to accept that I don't look good in hats.
Oh, you don't think you're a hat guy?
No, I'm not a hat guy. It just, maybe I haven't found the right hat. Maybe, I don't know if it's the style of the hat. I don't think I look good in hats, so I don't wear them.
Well, see, now I'm curious because I'm like, it's the benefits of being a big dude. You have a pretty round head. There's only so many places it can go.
Yeah.
The hats always work out really well for me. But you look like you have a pretty good, healthy dome you have there.
Well, and it became a thing, like in baseball, I would like grow out my hair as much as I could so I could get like a little curl.
Yeah, and it looks good on the back end.
Try and get something going so that it like at least like there's something that looks good about it. And now I don't do that anymore. I don't need to grow it out. So I don't like it. And then I'd buzz it for football, so my helmet could slide in and out. Yeah, I don't like the way I look in hats.
Okay, well, in helmets apparently doesn't count.
True, it's a safe place.
It's a safe place. This is a safe place. It's mm-hmm. a confidential cabana after mm-hmm. all. So no judgment on you not wearing a hat. I think you look great all the time, Charlie.
Oh, thanks, Wally.
That's just me being honest here in the cabana. But you had a couple others today you were telling me.
Well, and then the other one. So I used to hate really hard on, one in baseball where like the hitters with the ABS, they have 1 second to decide if they're going to challenge it or not. Managers, they just stick their hand out and they just stand there, let a guy...
Stare back at the clubhouse.
Let a guy get on the phone. All right, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And then they'll make the decision. Yes, we'll do it. Or otherwise, nope, carry on. I used to hate that. Now I think it's so absurd that
funny.
I started to love it. That and then pairing that with the World Cup now, where there's definitely like language barriers in the sports. So what they're in the with the countries. So then what the players are doing, the finger wag. No. The finger wag. I love the finger wag, and I think I'm going to incorporate that more.
I feel like you need the language barrier. If you do the shake while speaking the language the other person does, I feel like that's a recipe for like an immediate fight.
True. Yeah. It's kind of like when, like, if someone cuts me off in traffic, instead of, you know, giving the bird, I just go thumbs down.
That I think is, that is so crazy.
Just thumbs down.
With that, we hit you with that. You were driving back a couple weeks ago. The three of us, you, myself, and Ashley Dobrzynski, we went over to Wings and Things in Fox Lake. And on the drive back, I hit her with a brake check. And when she went to pass me, I remembered what you did. So I just threw out the thumbs down. Wildly feels better.
Oh, yeah. Because then I'm not mad at you, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, and I feel like that's the quickest way to really just set somebody
off. Yeah, it makes people a lot more mad.
Well, Charlie, it's been a pleasure today. We have you a couple times this week as well. I believe we'll have you on Tuesday and Thursday with me this week.
That's right. We'll be at the Washington County Fair.
That's right. Next 3 days, we're at the Washington County Fair. So while it is the same time, it will be a different place tomorrow when we are back. That's going to do it for us today. Again, shout out Aiden Voigt, making sure we sound good. Homer Hour's coming up next. That's it here for the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by Silica for your home.